Bankruptcy in farm country. We saw this coming months ago, and the numbers are staggering. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 6th day of February. Thanks again for being here with us. Wall Street ended the day mostly down. We'll share those numbers and why all that happened. JCPenney is making some big changes again, hoping to stave off further troubles. Speaking of trouble, Chipotle is back in the news, but this time the news is good. But there are troubles with food delivery services, and we saw that coming. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen made an interesting comment about interest rates today. And in for the interview is Burt Ward. You would know him as Robin from the iconic TV show Batman. We recently spent some time together and talked about the dog business. Oh, really. Stay with us. That business news, that's coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Aurion is that switch. Aurion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for being with us again today. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm there as well. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, you can blame it on trade disputes, you can blame it on low commodity prices, you can blame it on an aging population. What are we blaming? That's the rash of bankruptcies that are happening across the farm belt, and the stress is literally killing people. A study from the Wall Street Journal says that throughout much of the Midwest, U.S. farmers are filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy protection at levels not seen for at least a decade. Bankruptcies in three regions covering major farm states last year rose to the highest level in 10 years. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin, had double the bankruptcies of 2018 compared with 2008. In the Eighth Circuit, which includes Iowa and states from North Dakota to Arkansas, bankruptcies swelled by 96%. The Tenth Circuit, which covers Kansas and other states, last year had 59% more bankruptcies than a decade earlier. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, states in those circuits accounted for nearly half of all sales of U.S. farm products. Trade disputes under the Trump administration with major buyers of U.S. farm goods like China and Mexico have further roiled agricultural markets and pressured farmers' incomes. And then there's the prices for soybean. U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs were put on by imposing duties on U.S. products like oilseed and pork, slashing shipments to big buyers. It's been a trade nightmare. And then low milk prices. That's driving out dairy farmers. And, well, the market's also struggling with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. cheese from Mexico and China. Tariffs on the U.S. pork industry have helped contribute to a record buildup of U.S. meat supplies, leading to lower prices for beef and chicken. It is a mess. In addition to financial woes, suicides are on the increase. In Iowa alone, there's been a 36% increase in suicides over the past 15 years, 40% increase in Minnesota, and a 57% increase in North Dakota. Rural America, ladies and gentlemen, is struggling with little relief in sight. Well, stocks closed lower today, weighed down by trade concerns, uncertainty in global tensions, and an assessment of the State of the Union message that did little to reassure investors. The Dow closed 21 points lower and ended a three-day winning streak. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, snapping a five-day winning streak, while the NASDAQ declined 0.3%. Shares of tech-related companies like Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, parent Alphabet, all declined at least 0.3%. We will have all the numbers later in the broadcast. Well, it wasn't that long ago that JCPenney announced they would be selling appliances and furniture in their stores. Today, we learned that is over. Why? Well, Chief Executive Officer Jill Salto is trying to overhaul the troubled department store chain. And the end to furniture and appliances, that takes effect on February 28th. Salto, who stepped into the role back in October, began a mission to streamline the 116-year-old retailer, closing underperforming stores and clearing out slow-moving goods to kickstart sales and improve margins. It was former CEO Marvin Ellison who led the move into appliances in 2016, and the strategy was costly to implement because the company had to train employees or hire new ones who could sell the products. The idea was to fill the void left by Sears, which hadn't yet filed for bankruptcy, but was already reining in store count. But JCPenney wasn't alone in adding more stuff to their floor plan. Home Depot and Lowe's expanded their appliance offerings, and even Bloomingdale's jumped into the market late last year, adding some high-end LG electronics like refrigerators and washing machines. So how much trouble is JCPenney in? Well, same-store sales, that's a key gauge of retailers' health, slumped by 5.4% in the 3 months that ended back in November, far worse than the 0.8% decline projected by analysts. Well, speaking of same-store sales, Chipotle is back in the news. The company reported quarterly same-store sales well above Wall Street forecasts, driven by higher customer transactions, sending its shares up by 5% today in after-hours trading. Sales at Chipotle restaurants open for at least 13 months rose by 6.1%, well above analyst average estimate of a 4.4% increase. Speaking of food, two food delivery startups are under fire. Instacart and DoorDash, two giants in the app-based delivery industry, collectively valued by investors, get this, at more than $11 billion, have come under fire from critics who have accused the companies of taking advantage of their workers with deceptive tipping policies. Both companies acknowledged putting customer tips toward workers' minimum wage guarantees, in effect, using them to subsidize their own payouts. All of this reminds us of yet another caution that some restaurants are finding out, and that's the loss of quality control. Restaurateurs have told us that once another company takes over the delivery of the food and there's a bad experience, it's not the delivery company that gets the blame, but the restaurant. And at those margins, nobody can handle that. Former central bank chair Janet Yellen today said the Federal Reserve's next move may well be an interest rate cut if weakening growth around the world starts affecting the U.S. economy. You heard that correctly, a possible cut. Today on CNBC, she said, quote, "Of course, a rate cut is possible if global growth really weakens and that spills over to the United States where financial conditions tighten more. We could see a weakening in the U.S. economy, and it's certainly possible that the next move is a cut." End quote. Uncertainty. Don't you love it? Well, the markets lost ground today as the Dow was down by 21 points to 25,390. The NASDAQ fell by 26 points to 7,375. And the S&P 500 was down by over 6 points at 2731. So what's going on? Mixed quarterly earnings reports and a less than clear State of the Union speech by President Trump. General Motors reported better than expected results today, sending its shares up. Walt Disney and Snap also reported better-than-forecast results. Disney slipped, however, while Snap, get this, surged by more than 20%. Eli Lilly and Cummins Diesel, meanwhile, reported earnings that missed expectations. Trade worries have been an overhang for global capital markets for nearly a year, as the China and the U.S. slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their goods. The two countries have set an early March deadline to come up with a permanent deal. We should hope. Gold today was down by $8.70 to $1,305.50 an ounce. Oil picked up 24 cents to trade at $53.90 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was down a bit, paying 2.69%. Hey, when we come back, we've got a real treat for you. In studio is Burt Ward. Who's Burt Ward? Well, you might remember him as Robin from the iconic TV show Batman. We're going to talk about his post-Hollywood life, dogs, dog food, his family, a whole bunch of things. Burt Ward coming up next for the interview here on Inside on Business, the News Hour.